The Lord be with you. Too soon old, too late smart. That's what I hear some people say. And, well, I sure had hoped that I would have been smarter by now. Do you ever feel that way? Things we wish we had known years ago. Well, I have a prayer today from the Bible that God might make us smarter, that God might wise us up to how to live. Here it is, Psalm 90, verse 12. So teach us to count our days that we may gain a wise heart. So teach us to count our days that we may gain a wise heart. This is a prayer by Moses in a psalm by Moses, which makes it the oldest psalm. And it is the only psalm by Moses that we have. The psalm gives hints that it was written by Moses as the Israelites are coming to the end of 40 years in the wilderness. And in reflecting back on those 40 years, Moses, like Solomon, is seeking wisdom. I mean, Moses might have had the sense of too soon old, too late smart, as Moses is about 120 years old at this point, and which is just a reminder that it's never too late to seek wisdom. The Hebrew word for wisdom is chokmah, translated here as wise. The basic meaning of chokmah is to have a skill. It is the very word that Moses uses in the book of Exodus for the skill that workers have to make elaborate vestments for the priest. It is the skill that people have for working gold, silver, bronze, stone, and wood in constructing the tabernacle there in the wilderness. It is the chokmah skill for embroidering fine linen and yarn. You can find chokmah all the way through Exodus chapters 28 through 36 if you want to look for it. But chokmah is the skill. It is the skill to take materials at hand and to make something beautiful. So here in this prayer, Moses is praying for chokmah. To live life skillfully. To live life so as to make something beautiful. It's a great prayer to pray. Notice that Moses connects living life with chokmah. Moses connects that with counting our days. There's a link here. So he prays, teach us to count our days that we may gain a wise heart, a heart of chokmah. Now, when it comes to counting, well, we learned to count when we were children. So counting is something we already know how to do. Moses is asking God for something more. He's asking God to teach us something that only God can teach us. He's asking God to teach us how to count our days so as to embrace what it means to be human and to have only a finite number of days to live. Teach us, Lord. Teach us. Earlier in the psalm, Moses reflects on the shortness of life. Too soon old. Moses says in verses 5 through 6, he says, our days are like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning. In the morning, it flourishes and is renewed. In the evening, it fades and withers. Yes, Moses, too soon old we are. So you see that this is a prayer for God to teach us, how to think rightly about the time that we do have, to teach us to treasure, to buy up each moment and use it rightly. Teach us what it means to make the most of every day. That is chokmah, that is living skillfully. Lord, teach us. When we're young, we just kind of think we will live here forever. My late wife, Melody, and I, we divided life up BC and AC, life before cancer and life after cancer. And we were agreed, we were agreed that life after cancer, well, it was a lot more difficult than life before cancer, but we were agreed that life after cancer was fuller, richer. Why? Well, because we were counting our days. We knew that we only had so many, and that meant we suddenly came awake to learn to see the beauty in every moment, to see the beauty in every sunrise, to see the beauty in every plain, ordinary, humdrum day that we had. They are precious. That's why I often say that the years I worked with hospice were some of the happiest years of my life. Why? Why? Because every day I was with people who were counting the days. People who actually knew they were terminal. Hey, we're all terminal. But being on hospice, they were just a little more aware of the fact of life. I like to think that I gained some wisdom working with hospice people, as most of them were counting their days and living with a little more skill. And from hospice patients, I learned five things that we need to say before we die. We need to say, "Forgive me. I forgive you. I love you. Thank you. Goodbye." Five things we need to say in counting our days. But you know, in time, I learned that there's also a sixth thing we need to say. We need to also learn to say, "I forgive me. I forgive me." By God's grace, I can say that, "I forgive me," as I am so freely and fully forgiven by our Father in heaven. And I learned not to wait till I'm on hospice to say often those six things, as they make life so much better. "Forgive me. I forgive you. I love you. Thank you. Goodbye. And yes, I forgive me." Well, I like this prayer of Moses, as I'm learning not to treat time so casually. Time's the stuff of life. And we must pray to really know that we have limited time here to do what we have intended to do. And we have limited time here to prepare for that wondrous life to come. And we can start with those around us. We can start with those around us, making sure that with them, we say the things that we need to say. I am Tim Smith, a fellow traveler in the Pilgrim Way. Thanks for listening. Until next time.